Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Sprague here. Really appreciate you listening. You're about to get some podcast excellence. It's presented by Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing since 1952.
In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
This is the Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague visit the insiders that are covering the stories you've heard about, and some you haven't.
How'd you do that? Actually, I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker with Dirt and Sprague on 1080 The Fan.
All right, Daily Ticker time on a Thursday. For those that don't know, the Major League Baseball trade deadline is tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen. It is tomorrow. There could be some big names on the move. Max Scherzer, Chris Bryant. A lot of big names out there potentially available. Let's look at the Mariners and what they've done and what they might do in the next 24 hours or so. Corey Brock, one of our favorites at The Athletic, covers the Mariners at Corey Brock MLB on Twitter. Corey, thanks for the time, man. The trade deadline is rapidly approaching. The Mariners have already made a couple of moves. Let's start with the first one and just your reaction to it. Kendall Graveman's having an unbelievable season. He's a fan favorite. He was beloved inside that clubhouse. They trade him, not only just moving him, but they move him to a division rival. And I know Abraham Toro is off to a good start. I think he's homer in his first two games in a Mariner jersey. But what was your reaction to that move and then the reaction from the players to that trade?
Well, I guess the nice thing was they didn't have to pay for Graveman to fly to Houston, right? All he had to do was grab his stuff and cross the field. But I will say this. There's several issues in play here, and you touched on quite a few of them. The optics of the trade don't look good, right? The Mariners are playing some of their best baseball of the season right now. You're moving your most successful closer to a team that's ahead of you in the standings. It's a tough one, especially we're at a period where we expect the Mariners to add before the trade deadline on Friday, and they have done that, and they probably will continue to do that. And I think the important thing to note here, one of them is, we don't know exactly how all this is going to look come Friday afternoon at 2 o'clock at the deadline. So, but the Graveman deal, that's a tough one to swallow. It was a tough one in the clubhouse. It's a tough one for fans, but I will say this, Kendall Graveman is going to be a free agent. He's probably, 60 or so games left in the season. He would probably be able to appear in 30 of them. And you got an infielder, a switch-hitting infielder who has power, who the Astros probably weren't really keen on moving up until this point. But after that bullpen meltdown on Monday, I think they had to make a deal here. So I think from a baseball sense, it's a good trade. It's just that the optics of it look kind of fuzzy. Yeah.
Corey, how do you think this season is changing the way the front office is wanting to do stuff for the future? They clearly have been going now for a little bit on a rebuild, use some youth. How do you think this surprise season, they're 7 games above 500, the run differential is not great, but how do you think just their surprise season and being close to contending for a playoff spot has changed maybe the plan for the front office?
That's a great question. I don't know if it skewed things one way or the other too greatly. And I'll say that because I think they were always going to be active before the trade deadline and looking for controllable pieces, meaning players that they had under contract through 2021 and 2022 and maybe beyond. Because as we look at this rebuild, realistically, for even as well as the team is playing, I truly think their competitive window, well, shoot, I guess it's open now, but, they've slammed their foot right in that opening now, and I think it's really going to stay open in 2022 when this team and this rebuild will kind of crest. But so, yeah, I think they were always looking to add players and pieces, because spending through free agency, as you guys know, basically in every sport, it's a real tough one because, you know, the dollars are pretty insane. And sometimes on the back end of those deals, you're not getting much in return. So I think the Mariners have always been successful, especially under Jerry DePoto, in sort of mining the trade market and looking for good finds. So I'm really curious if we sit here, guys, on Monday and we look at this trade period to see what they've done. I think fans may feel a little different. The Graveman loss hurts, but, you know, then again, their bullpen has performed really, really well. It's truly the strength of their team, and I think they could cover for him.
Yeah, we're talking about Corey Brock. He covers the Mariners for The Athletic. Go give him a follow on Twitter, at Corey Brock MLB. And you mentioned just the fans being upset and maybe wanting to see, because DePoto right after that trade said, well, there's more moves to come, just hold on. And I know they went and got Tyler Anderson, and you're like, okay, that helps, but that's not really the move that, you know, kind of home run move that some fans wanted. They've been connected to an ace starting pitcher in Minnesota. Do you think there's a big swing here from Seattle? Not necessarily an all-in move where you give up some of your top prospects, but we saw just even in the Joey Gallo move, it was more of a quantity over quality where you can trade maybe your, you know, 5, 6, 7 level prospects and go get a player that's an all-star caliber guy. Do you think there's a big swing there for an ace starting pitcher, for example?
Yeah, potentially. I don't know about an ace, but I think you could still improve the rotation. There's a guy in Arizona who I really like, Merrill Kelly, who's under club control for next year, has pitched really well this last month. I think a person like him, if not him, could be had without mortgaging the future. They've been very clear in saying that, you know, you've gone through all these steps with the rebuild, and what it does in improving your farm system, guys, is it allows you to potentially bring these players to the big leagues, or you could, it gives you extra assets to move for other players. It allows you to access a better package of players because you have improved the system. So I just don't think they're willing to come off some of their top guys. But like you said, if it's a quantity over quality deal, I certainly think they'll look at it. I'm really curious to see where this goes. But I will say this. You know, Tyler Anderson's a rental. He's a nice piece. They have 4 starting pitchers, guys. They need a warm body there. And unless you guys can throw 60 pitches in a pinch, no offense, they need somebody to step in there. But I think any deals they move will be moves that are made with this in mind, helping the team this year, but also helping them beyond 2021.
How surprised are you by what's happening this year?
Yeah, I think that's a fair question. And I wouldn't even say mildly. I think it's been very interesting and exciting, I think, for the fan base. And here's the thing, guys. Someone texted me this the other day. They go, oh, the rebuild's really working. And I thought about it. And, you know, it's like, well, yeah, I mean, the team is playing well. But, you know, the guys that they traded for, the key pieces of the rebuild, Justus Sheffield, Justin Dunn, Jared Kelnick, these guys really haven't performed that well. You know, they have 3 non-roster invitees to spring training that are propping up that bullpen right now. And I'm not saying this is unsustainable, but the production's kind of come from a weird cachet of players, right? Kyle Seager has been good. Ty France, who they got from the Padres, has been good. J.P. Crawford, I think, has developed into one of the best shortstops in the American League, if not baseball, if you consider his defense as well. So it's been an interesting hodgepodge of guys, and they've been able to cover for injuries, and they've had quite a few, and look where they are today. So I think if you're a Mariner fan, you have to be pretty happy.
Yeah, no doubt about that. We'll see if they make a big move. Trade deadline is tomorrow. I know it'd be great for Mariner fans. It's been a long, long time since they've made the postseason.
Corey, they just want to get there. I think the fan base just wants to see it. They don't care if they win. They just want to be back in the playoffs to snap this ugly streak.
20 years, guys.
Oh, my 20 God. Years, man. Corey,
what were you doing 20 years ago, Corey?
That's a good question.
I was working in something they call newspapers. I don't know if you guys remember those.
I've heard of those before. I think I remember.
Sorry. Yeah. I still love newspapers. But no, yeah, that's to date myself. That's pretty accurate.
20 years ago. We'll see if it comes to an end this year and if they make a big move at the deadline. Corey Brock covers the Mariners for The Athletic. Great stuff as always. Go give him a follow on Twitter at Corey Brock MLB. We always appreciate the time, man. Enjoy the craziness in the next 24 hours, and we'll have to catch up again here soon.
Yeah, let's do it. Thanks, guys.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.